the bipolar disease, which is has many similarities to schizophrenia in distinguishing whether someone is bipolar or schizophrenic is awkward. There's a real mood variance in bipolar disease. You either you go sometimes very high, sometimes very low, long periods of depression. And the people are very much higher functional, so when they're over their manic phase, they can have jobs and take care of themselves. The awful thing about schizophrenia is just the inability to take care of yourself. So schizophrenics, you could be hospitalized, and then when they're not in the hospital and still taking medicine, they virtually have to be in a group home. They cannot be, you know, independent. A bipolar person will just go back to his job.
You know,
but some of the, but if you see someone who's, you know, in extreme psychosis, you couldn't really decide whether, you know, you couldn't predict whether he's going to be finally diagnosed schizophrenic or bipolar, and you use the same antipsychotic medicine to get him out of total psychosis.